Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Amen. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, evangelists, prophets, the deacons, the mothers, the youth, the intercessors, the men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Madrid, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you a good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it was the Lord that woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you the activity of all of your limbs. Oh, yes, he did. And we thank God. We thank him for his everlasting love and mercy towards us on today. So, as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise, because as we look around, everything is fitly into place. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. All things are working together for our good because of those who love the Lord. So, Lord God, come in the midst and have your way right now in the name of Jesus. God, we give you thanks, we give you praise, and we give you honor for this new day, for this new journey to be in the land of the living. One more time, we say thank you, Lord God, and we give your name the highest praise on today as we journey through, Lord God, that you take us through with your word, with prayer, in the name of Jesus, with your Holy Spirit, moving from the north, south, east, and the west. We say, Lord God, have your way in each and every one of us, internationally, nationally, and locally. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Good evening.
Oh, God. Good evening to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you also on a blessed Monday afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I first come give you the honor who's truly the head of my life. I give you the honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. I give you the honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and honor to Pastor Smith and Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you once more, God. We thank you for breathing down on us, God, giving us another day's journey, God. God, in order to do your perfect will, God, we thank you today, God. We have to say hallelujah anyhow. No matter what circumstances that we're going through, God, we still give you the praise and all the glory. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. God, for just shielding us and protecting us, God, with your legions of angels all around us, God, all day long. They have no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us, God. We thank you, God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for the love and the kindness that you have put into us, God, that we can pull into somebody else, God. We thank you today, God, that you gave us the spirit to encourage somebody, God, when their head is saddled, God. looking down, we can tell them, raise your head up. Nothing is down, but everything that you need is your emotion is up. God, we thank you for that. We're looking towards the healer, which coming out here, realizing all of it coming from you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, because we're the head and not the tail, the limb and not the barrier, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We're still crying out, still standing on your word. By your stripes, we are healed. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for the elder people, God. We thank you, God. Continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We thank you for our mothers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The one that has wisdom on the inside, God, continue to pour out that wisdom to you. Continue pouring out that encouragement to you to let you know that you can make it out of Moshe. If I make a maid, if God allow me to make it out of Moshe, you can make it too in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us pour out your love, huh? To somebody that truly need love, don't know what love all about. Their mother have left them years ago, huh? And searching for that mother, Lord, oh, she, God, let us begin to put our arms around these young women, God, and pour out the love that you have poured into us and to them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up our youth, Lord, oh, she, God. The youth, young women and the young men, God, continue to bring them up in the way that they need to be brought up, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and continue to teach them about prayer in your word, Elohim, God, and let them begin to lay out and cry out to you, God, in their own way, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for saving the young youth, God, and filling them with your Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our family members today, God. We realize our family member, ours is not saved, oh, but God, as we continue to love them, in the name of Jesus, continue to draw them to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, Oroboche, God, that you walk the streets, Oroboche, Oroboche, in the city, Oroboche, in every state, God, you see the situation that's going on, God. Oh, God, continue to let us pray out like never before, God. Let us always have somebody on our heart, God, that we can pray out till we see them get a breakthrough, God, and see that when you come in, Oroboche, God, and we can just say thank you, God, because we know you are always on your job, God. You sit high and you look low. You see everything. Nothing is not hidden. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. Well, we can love just like you, Lord, God. Don't let us see through our eyes, God, but let us see through your eyes, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to lay before you, God. Continue to let us let you stretch us like never before, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Sometimes it don't feel good, huh? But it's all good for us, God. You know what's good for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to bring us up in the way that we need to be. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for every minister that it is, God. Let them continue to stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Let them continue to cry out like never before, huh? Cry out on the bullshit, huh? You're good and your righteousness, God. Let them cry out your knowledge, Lord Moshe, God, where we can eat at your table, God, and receive your word, God, and chew it out of our side, and digest it in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord Moshe, God, for bringing up strong soldiers in these last and evil days. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord Moshe, God. Let us continue to stand no matter what comes and no matter what goes, God. Let us come to the Moshe. Stand on your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We ask that you touch the internet, the telephones, God, the laptops, God. Let your power come, become the burst through like never before, God. Let somebody be healed today, God. Let somebody be delivered today, God. Let somebody be set free, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you break every chain. Change on our minds, little Moshe. Change over our eyes, little Moshe. Let it be broken, God. Little Moshe, little Moshe. Even in our walk in you, God. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus, God. God, today, God. We need you, God. We're crying out for the nation today, God. Have your way, God, of the Moshe, God. Have your way, God. See, the Moshe, God, lift up every young woman that it is, the Moshe, God. Let her know, God, that she don't have to live the way that she's living, the Moshe, God. If she need help, just call on the name of Jesus, God. You are there with her, the Moshe, God. No matter what mess she's in, God, you still love her, Moshe, God. You're the one that can change. You're the one that can wash. People can't wash it, but you can wash it, Moshe, God. Because once you wash you in the blood of Jesus, Moshe, a change got to come. When you wash our minds, God, a change got to come. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for letting us stay behind the veil in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us cry out like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the wee hours and in the night, let us begin to get up and walk to full, God, crying out on the name of Jesus, the Moshe, in the midnight hours, the Moshe, God, even all through the day. Let us think, oh, Moshe, the Moshe, that's cry out in the name of Jesus, God. We need to constantly cry out for our brothers and our sisters, the nation of the Moshe, God, the one that deep down in the belly, God, the one that don't even know you, Jesus. Oh, God, let us have a spirit of prayer, God, like never before, God, we need it, God, in these last and evil days, God. We need to be calling on the name of Jesus, God, no matter what situation we're in, God. And oh, God, I ask that you shield and protect the marriage in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood over marriage today, God. Even mothers and relationships and with their family, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over there in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We ask that you, God, about sign down every four corners of the world, God. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. It may not seem like it, God, but we know you're always on the job. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, as we sleep, God, you're still working. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for good health and strength, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, for the food that you prepare on our table, God. In our table, God, don't let us hide or forget, God, to bless someone else unfortunate than we are. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord of Moshe. We can't help but to say hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, because our cup is running over. We thank you because our cup, huh, is running over full of joy, huh? In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord of Moshe, God, for the peace that you've given us. It's overrunning, Lord of Moshe. The cup of yours, about Sunday, Lord of Moshe, is running over today, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. These things we ask you in the name of the Father, Lord of Moshe, God, in the name of the Son and the precious Holy Ghost today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, we thank you right now for everything, every prayer, corporately, that our mother just prayed. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you come in the midst, work everything out right now. Touch everything right now that she prayed for around, Lord God, this table, in the name of Jesus. God, internationally, nationally, locally, Lord God, have your way right now. Come in the midst and work it out. Come in the midst, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now. Saturate the atmosphere right now. Over everything, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are the Son of the living God. We say come. We say come right now. Come and teach us. Come and lead us. Come and guide us. Come and give us clear thoughts in the name of Jesus. Clear our hearts, clear our minds, clear our thought process, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, and put in everything, Holy Spirit, that the Father and the Son has set down from heaven for each and every one of us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Right now, Holy Spirit, touch every home, touch every man, touch every family, touch the job, touch the business,
Touch the country. Touch the leaders.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Touch our youth.
Yes,
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Right now. Fall down upon us. In the name of
Jesus.
And work it all out.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to give your name the praise. Holy Spirit of the
Lord. Hallelujah.
We're going to give your name the honor. We're going to give your name the glory. We're going to give your name the glory. Because you deserve it all. Holy Spirit,
yes, God.
You didn't have to be
yes,
here,
Lord.
But because of your love, Holy
Thank
Spirit,
you, Jesus.
Because
yes,
of your
Lord.
Love,
Lord.
You allowed us to be
yes.
here. Can we say thank you? Can we praise
yes, Lord,
you?
God.
Can we glorify
yes,
you?
Lord.
Can we say, Lord, have your way as we
yes,
surrender
Lord.
All, Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord.
We surrender everything,
oh, God.
Everything
yes,
we
Lord.
Surrender unto you.
Yes,
that you have your way. That you
yes,
put it in the
Lord.
Life.
Yes, Lord.
That you place it back
Lord,
in the goodness.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
Holy Spirit,
have your way, God.
That you
will
use in the
yes,
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Yes,
use our
Lord.
Heart. Use our minds.
Yes, Lord.
Use our
Lord,
hands
God.
And our feet.
Yes,
oh, Holy
Lord.
Spirit. To build
yes,
your
Lord,
kingdom,
City,
Lord God.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit
yes.
of the living God.
Yes,
touch your people
Jesus.
Right now. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord, everywhere, God.
And we can't
Lord,
do anything, Holy Spirit, without
you.
But we can do
yes,
all
Lord.
Things, Holy Spirit of the living God, through Christ Jesus, that strengthens us. So we thank you for coming. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. We
thank
you, Holy Spirit, for seeing about us.
Thank you.
We thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. For moving on our behalf. We
yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Holy Spirit, for quickening us all right now
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus
yes,
to do
Lord,
the will
yes,
of the Lord.
Lord.
Oh, to build
Lord.
His kingdom. Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord.
Have your
Lord.
Way today.
Lord.
Have your way
Lord.
Today.
Lord.
And carry us through right now, Holy
yes,
Spirit, to sustain us.
Yes,
to sustain
Lord.
Us throughout the rest of this day and this evening, oh Holy Spirit, that we know that we can count on you to bless us and to bring us what we need at this appointed time, in this appointed hour, Yorobo Shanda, Holy Spirit of the living God, we say thank you. And we
thank you, Lord.
And we glorify you.
Thank you.
And we magnify you. And we say yes, Lord. To your will. We say yes, Lord.
Yes.
To your will.
Yes, Lord.
We say yes, Lord.
Yes,
to what
Lord.
You have for us.
Yes,
to every
Lord,
principle.
Jesus.
To every precept.
Yes.
Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank
Jesus.
You right now. And we
thank
praise
you, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And we glorify
Jesus.
And we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We thank you, Lord God.
Lord,
we praise you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We honor you, Lord God.
Thank
yes,
thank
we serve
you,
Lord.
Lord
God. In spirit
thank
and in
Lord.
Truth. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank
yes, Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Covering
yes.
everything. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
What a mighty,
Lord.
Mighty God
yes,
you are.
Yes, 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 you are, Lord.
What a mighty God
yes,
you
yes,
are.
Lord.
And we thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Of the most.
And we
thank you, Lord.
On today. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
Thank you. God, we thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we do, Lord.
And my worship is to you,
yes.
Lord, and you
yes,
alone.
Lord.
Because
yes,
you,
Lord,
Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
Deserve it all. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you. And we praise you.
Thank
you. Yes, glory.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Oh, how wonderful you are. Yes, thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing like being
Lord.
In the presence of the Lord.
Mm.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. and we thank God. Amen. Amen. We just like to give a shout out to our mothers again. Amen. Praise God. Beautiful service. Praise God. Sunday and Saturday, where all of our mothers got up and broke the word of God concerning the women and the mother of God. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, what a time we had. What a time. What a time. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us move on along.
Yes.
At this time,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. We're going to bring in our own Minister Nita Tonton. That's going to come and break the bread of life with us around the table of the Lord.
Yes,
Minister
Lord.
Nita Tonton, you.
Thank you,
take
Jesus.
The wheel. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone on this beautiful day. It was such
Amen.
A beautiful day. I know everybody had to see God's face in today because it was just
Amen.
So beautiful. I had to look up in the sky and just tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your son. Thank you for the natural son. And I just thank each and every person that's on the line today. I hope everybody had a wonderful day in the Lord because I definitely did. And I'm just thanking him and praising him right now, just bubbling over, asking him to continue to fill my cup as I run over.
Yes.
And I just love God. I just love God.
Amen.
So that's where I'm at right now, Lil Bubbly. I love you. I love you. I love you, God. So, I would like to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, my husband, Edward Ponton, my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Spencer, Lakeisha Spencer, and Pastor Smith and Pastor-elect Smith, all of the ministers, evangelists, the motherboard, the deacons, the women's ministry, and all of our listeners that's afar. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to come before you on another day. Today I chose, well, the Holy Spirit chose for me to come out of Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. And it reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." That is such an awesome promise that God has put out for each and every last one of us. So according to Jeremiah 29:11, God has a plan designed for each and every one of our lives. God sees who we are, and he knows who we are and where we are. God's plans are for us to be successful and prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't create us to be defeated foes. And listen to this. Failure is not an option. God did not create us for us to be failures. God did not allow his only begotten son to die on the cross for us to be failures. So my question today is, how do we obtain God's plan that he has for us? Well, me reading his word, I know that I have to be obedient to his will. We have to do his will. What is his will? To be obedient to the Spirit. That is what God's will is. God most definitely has a plan for our lives, but we must do our part in that plan so that we may get the great things that he has for us. We have to be in alignment. We have to be, yesterday the apostle showed us what happens when we are in alignment. Everybody is on one accord. The line is straight, not one up, not one back. That's the same way we have to be when we're dealing with God. How do we get in alignment with God? We abide in him. We abide in God, and his Holy Spirit will guide us. It will order our steps. And if we are getting our steps ordered, and we're doing what God asks us to do, which is to love him, to seek him, to pray to him, to obtain a personal relationship with him, then he can give us, he can take us, he can lead us to the life he has planned for us. Yes, we all fall off. We fall off. But the key is, I can only speak for myself. I fell off. But on today, I know that I am on solid ground, and I am walking in the in being ordered by God's footsteps is leading me at this point in time. And why? Because things that he showed me years ago, when I failed, that he would make plan, he would do something greater for me. He would put me back in a position where I can do great things, where I can take care of myself, where I can take care of my family, where I would be able to live. God did not create us to be hostages, to be poor, to be homeless, to be to go hungry. God created us for success. He created us to be prosperous. He created us to be able to call on him in a time of need, to seek his face. That's what God is asking us to do. He's asking us not to lean on his own understanding. He's saying, I'm here for you. And you can't go wrong if you're in alignment with me and you come to me with your petition. I'm going to lead you. That's why I left you the comforter, so you can do the things that I have you to do, so you can walk the road that I want you to walk, so you can climb the ladder of success how I want you to climb the ladder of success, so we don't have to keep getting three steps on the ladder and falling back down. And we know that we're going to be prosperous. We know that we're going to be successful because we are abiding in God. We are having a we have made a personal relationship with God. We are trusting God. We are believing in God. Our faith is in God. Trust and believe, people. Man cannot give you what God has for you. All man can do is give you a temporary fix. That's all he can do. If you sit and you abide in God, God is going to lead the way for you. He's going to pick you up. Remember, we're mere dust. He's going to pick you up. He's going to remold you. He's going to put you in that fiery furnace. And guess what? He's going to put you out for display. And when he feels that you're ready, that your prayer life is fine, that you're fasting, that you're doing the things that he is asking for us to do, he's going to take you out of that showcase and put you out in the world so you can do the things that he planned for you, not me, what God planned for you. When God gives a prophet or a prophetess a prophecy for you, they know his heart because God has spoken to them. The prophecy is true. It came from God, as long as the person is not a false teacher, a false prophet, or whatever. God gave them that word. They spoke that word over you. And then a lot of us sit around and say, well, they was a false prophet because it didn't come true. No, you are not in alignment with the word of God and doing what God has already predestined for your life. Now, I'm not saying this is the case for everybody because we do have false prophets. But when you got a prophet or a prophetess that's speaking and you know that they are living how God wants you to live and they have told you that God has a word for you and you have received that word, you're going to go home. You know what? I'm not even going to go home. I'm going to repent right there. I'm going to repent on the spot. I'm going to confess my sins. I'm going to repent right there so I can get what God has for me. So say what I would sit and tell each and every every last one of you today. Again, that comes out of Jeremiah 29:11. Ask God. Talk to God. Let him know.
Amen.
You want the plans that he has for you. We already know that God does everything. He created the earth. Timing is of everything. Timing is of everything. In order for you to get what God has for you, you have to be on his timing, not your timing. No, I'm going to do this tomorrow. No, do it today. Make it an
Amen.
Urgency today. Make it an urgency today to see God's face today. Make it an urgency today to repent, to confess your sins so you can get in the will of God, so you can be obedient and he can order your steps. And there will be no excuses. I leave with you again, as I already said it, and I'm going to leave it with you again. Failure is not an option in God's kingdom. Failure is not an option in God's kingdom. Pick yourself up. Get yourself right. Stand straight. Get your posture correct. And stand for God. And do his will and only his will. Do not lean on your own understanding. And you know what, Saint? Get quiet. Get quiet so you can hear the word. You can hear what God is trying to say to you. Some of us be so busy that we can't hear when God is giving us instructions, or we doing too many other things. We sitting and watching the Word Channel, or we sitting and watching Daystar when we should be before God. You know, get in order. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Word has touched someone today, because as I sit and tell you all today, I am living proof that God has a plan. Even if you have failed, he has a plan. Even if you feel like you're a nobody, he has a plan. And failure is not the option. Failure is not what God has for us. He loves us so much. Just think about it. Close your eyes and think about it. Look at Jesus on that cross being crucified and ask yourself, did he get crucified for nothing? Or did he get crucified to set the captives free, set you free from mental from mental issues, from depression, from being broke, from being homeless, from being hungry? Ask yourself those questions, because if your answer, if you can't give the right answer, that means that you're not in the right space with God. I love you all. I pray that you all have a great night. And remember, God loves us the best. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Minister Nita. Amen.
Yes.
Failure
yes.
is not an option. Amen.
No, it's not.
Jeremiah
Amen.
29:10. Amen. Minister is saying, take the Band-Aid off. Can't keep that Band-Aid on. Amen. And our apostle was talking about the same thing on Sunday. So you know what? Word verified. The word of God verified in your life. Get rid of them Band-Aids, saints. Amen. There is no failure in God. So there shouldn't be any failure in any of us. Because God said he will supply all of our needs according to his glory. Praise God. His glory. And I tell you one thing. That need is in his word, and that need is in the Holy Spirit of the living God to do the things that God has impressed upon us to do on today. Amen, Minister Nita. Amen. Amen. Ditto. Praise God. Amen. Give you something to think about. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank God on today. Amen. And as we're going to move on along, praise God, we're just going to say, remember, praise God, remember, amen, what is due on the 20th of May for the Holy Land Tour in Orlando, Florida. Amen. Come on, everybody. Let's go and have a great time in the Lord.
praise God. And we say, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and tell somebody that God loves them, and so do you. Until we meet again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., praise God. You be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen.